Okay, so get this. You sent us this book by Ellen G. White called Steps to Christ. And in the very first chapter, it's called God's Love for Man.
Okay.
She says that even thorns and thistles
Wow.
have a role to play in showing God's love.
I know, right? Intriguing. So we are going on a deep dive into the reality of God's love.
I love it.
So buckle up.
It's a really fascinating take because she starts by grounding us in like the tangible, right? She
Yeah.
points to like all the beauty in nature,
Yeah.
bird song or a sunset or the
Yeah.
intricate design of like a flower.
Right.
And she's saying that all points to a loving creator.
It's like, look around you, you know, the evidence is right there.
Yeah, exactly.
But then she doesn't shy away from the hard stuff either.
No, absolutely not. She acknowledges the thorns and the thistles, you
Yeah.
know, the hard times, the struggles.
Okay.
But here's the thing. She sees those thorns and thistles not as like contradictions to God's love,
Yeah.
but as a backdrop against which it shines even brighter.
I like that.
If you think about it, like a single wildflower.
Pushing through a crack in the concrete. It's such a powerful image
It is.
of resilience and of hope persisting even in the face of difficulty.
It makes me think about those times when I felt just totally overwhelmed by challenges.
Yeah.
But yet, somehow, a tiny spark of hope just stayed lit. Maybe that's what she's getting at,
Yeah.
that even in those dark times, God's love is still there, like an undercurrent.
Absolutely. And to understand that love even more deeply, she points us to the Bible.
Okay.
And she kind of dives into specific verses that reveal God's character, you know, his mercy, grace, and this like deep longing that he has to connect with us.
Yeah.
Like Psalm 103:8, it
Okay.
says, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love."
It's like he's not waiting for us to mess up, but he's just patiently extending his hand.
Yes, and that brings us to like a super important point.
Okay.
This whole fear of God is like a harsh judge,
Oh, yeah.
you know, that we have. White says that's totally distorted. That's like Satan's tactic to keep us separated from God.
It's so interesting because it really highlights how much our own experiences and fears can shape our understanding of God.
Totally.
Like if we're carrying around a lot of guilt or shame, it's easy to project that onto God and just assume he's angry at us.
Right. But White is saying that God's love doesn't ride on our behavior. It's not something we have to earn. It's
Yeah.
freely given. And to really get that,
Okay.
she turns our attention to Jesus.
This is where things get really interesting for
Yeah.
me. So how does White bring Jesus into this whole conversation?
Well, for her, Jesus is the ultimate revelation of God's love.
Okay.
He embodies that love in human form.
Okay.
And it's not just what he said, but what he did.
Right
You know,
there.
like healing the sick, showing compassion, reaching out to the outcasts.
It's like she's saying, if you want to understand what God's love looks like, look at Jesus.
Exactly. And that brings us to maybe the most challenging part,
Okay.
but also the most profound. This whole idea about the sacrifice of love.
Yeah, that's where she describes the agony of Jesus on the cross, right?
Yeah.
Like as the ultimate expression of God's love. But she makes a point that's crucial.
What's that?
She says that God didn't suddenly start loving us because Jesus died on the cross.
Right.
You know, it's not like a transaction where
No.
suffering buys God's love.
Totally.
That's totally the opposite.
Yeah.
God's love for us is what motivated the sacrifice. It was
Exactly.
like a parent who would do anything to save their kid,
Yes.
even if it meant giving up everything.
Powerful, right?
Yeah, it makes it so much clearer. So the cross didn't force God to love us. It's that his love was so big
Yeah.
that he made that sacrifice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That brings up a big question.
What's that?
If God's love really is that powerful, that unconditional,
Yeah.
what does it mean for us? How should it change how we live our lives?
Oh, I know. We've covered so much already, so much to unpack. But before we do, let's just pause here for a second and let this idea of God's unwavering, self-sacrificing love really sink in.
Okay.
Take a moment.
Yeah.
Really let that sink in.
Yeah, it is mind-blowing.
It is. And it makes me wonder, okay, so God loves me, flaws and all, but what am I supposed to do with that? You
Right.
know, so just feel good,
Yeah.
or is there more to it?
Well, White wouldn't leave us hanging like that.
Okay.
She talks about this transformative power of love. It's not just receiving it, it's about letting it shape us from the inside out.
Yeah.
And she uses this phrase, reflect the love of God.
So it's like, okay, God loves me, that's great. But how do I take that love and then let it like flow through me to other people?
Yes, Exactly. It's like
Yeah.
becoming a conduit of that love,
Yeah.
letting it impact how we interact with the world,
Yeah.
showing that same kindness and compassion and grace to the
Yeah.
people around us, especially those who are hurting.
It reminds me of that verse, 1 John 4:19. It
Okay.
says, "We love because he first loved us."
Oh, I love that one.
It's like God's love is the source,
Yeah.
and we're called to be those channels.
Beautiful.
Okay.
And White also talks about this joy of holiness,
Okay.
which is not about following rules or just being good to be good.
Yeah.
It's about this deeper joy that comes from, like,
Yeah.
being in the right relationship with God and letting His love guide our actions.
Okay, so it's not supposed to feel like a burden,
No, not at
like
all.
this heavy weight, but
Oh, yeah.
it's supposed to be a source of joy and freedom.
Yes.
Okay.
White uses this powerful imagery of being uplifted from the ruin and degradation of sin. You know, it's like God's love is this incredible power that lifts us out of the muck and mire. You
Yeah.
know, our
Yeah.
mistakes, our
Okay.
brokenness sets us on solid ground.
And that word sin can be kind of heavy and religious, but I think you can think of it as anything that separates us from God and others. Selfishness, fear, hurtful actions.
Yeah, that's good.
God's love can heal us from that. Help
Absolutely.
us move toward wholeness.
I think that's so encouraging, especially for anyone struggling with guilt or shame.
It is.
You're right.
It's like no matter what we've done, God's love is always there, ready to heal us.
It's a love that meets us right where we are.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about how White emphasizes the personal nature of it. It's
Right.
not just this general love for humanity.
Right.
It's for each of us.
It's amazing when you think about it, this vast, immeasurable love
Yeah.
that's pointed at me, at you, at everyone listening. And she uses such beautiful language to describe it.
She does.
She talks about God's tender fatherly care,
Yeah.
his infinite love and pity, even comparing it to a mother's yearning sympathy.
It's a love that knows us so deeply. It sees our deepest needs and wants to meet us right where we are.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier how she uses the Bible to like back up her points about God's love.
I did.
You know, thinking about this personal love, this intimate love, it makes me think of Romans 8:38-39.
Oh, yeah, what's that say?
It says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, either height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
Wow, that's so powerful.
It
Like
is.
nothing can separate us from that.
It's a constant, unwavering
You
presence.
got it.
It's not something we have to earn. We don't have to chase after it.
No.
It's freely given.
Yes.
Yeah, this has been a really insightful deep dive.
It has.
Just this one chapter.
Yeah.
It's packed with so much depth and wisdom. So, with all this talk about God's incredible love, does White talk about the other side?
Okay.
Like, what about when it feels like God is distant or silent?
Yeah.
What about when we're struggling and it feels like our prayers aren't being answered?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you're right to bring it up.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a true deep dive if we just ignored the hard parts. White acknowledges that there are times when we might question God's love, when we feel alone, abandoned.
It's like that old saying, if God is so good, why is there so much suffering?
Right.
Like, that's a question that's haunted humanity forever.
It really has. And White doesn't try to give easy answers or like explain away the pain
Right.
or offer these simple solutions. She points us back to the character of God as he's revealed in the Bible
Yeah.
and especially through Jesus' life.
So it's like looking beyond our immediate circumstances and
Yes.
focusing on that bigger picture of God's love, his
Exactly.
faithfulness.
She reminds us that God isn't distant from our suffering.
Yeah.
He understands it more deeply than we can ever imagine.
Right, because Jesus himself experienced human pain and suffering.
That's right. We often forget that Jesus wasn't this like detached divine being. He
Right.
lived a real human life
Yeah.
and he faced a horrific death.
Yeah.
And through that, he became so familiar with our pain. Like Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin."
Wow.
So when we struggle, when
Yeah.
we feel alone, we can remember that God is not just watching,
Right.
he's right there with us.
It's like that image of Jesus walking on the water
Oh, yeah.
toward the disciples in the storm. They're
Yes.
freaking out, thinking they're going to drown.
Yeah.
And then He just shows up.
And he offers them peace.
Yeah.
It's a powerful image.
Yeah, and it shows how even when we can't see God working, or we feel like he's silent,
yeah,
he's still there.
He is. He's still moving, working behind the scenes.
It's about trusting in his goodness.
Yeah.
Even when it's hard.
It is. And that trust isn't always easy, you know?
No.
It takes faith.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a willingness to surrender our need to control everything.
Right.
And just lean into God's love.
Even when it's hard.
Even when it doesn't make sense.
Right. And it seems like White is saying that surrender is key.
Totally.
To experiencing the real power of that love.
It's when we let go of fear, of doubt.
Yeah.
Our need to control that we can really open ourselves up to it.
Yeah.
Wow, this conversation has been such a good reminder.
It has.
About God's love. It's not just a warm, fuzzy feeling, you know?
Right.
It challenges us,
yeah.
It comforts us, and ultimately, it transforms us.
So as we finish this deep dive
into
God's love for man,
mm-hmm.
what are you feeling?
I don't know. This sense of awe and wonder, I think.
Yeah.
At how vast and deep this love is.
Mm.
And just how radically it can change our lives.
If we let it.
If we let it, it really makes you think.
Yeah.
So what does it mean for you
mm-hmm.
to embrace this reality, to let God's love shape your thoughts and your actions?
Yeah.
You know, I really encourage you to read this whole chapter from Steps to Christ.
Okay.
Let her words sink in. And see where this journey of discovering God's love takes you.
It's a journey worth taking.
It is.
And even when it gets bumpy, when we face those thorns and thistles, we know God's love is always with us.
Absolutely.
A constant source of strength.
It is.
And transformation. Until next time,